We often know songs by who sings them instead of who writes them. Today, we visit with one very skilled writer, and it's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes, and now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at AmericanCountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942, and mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. Don Von Tress says his love for music began before he can even remember.
When I was probably 3 or 4 years old, I would listen to my dad's 78 records, and my sisters started buying 45s in the 50s, so I was able to hear Don't Be Cruel for the first time and a lot of Little Richard.
In the early 60s, he had a band and was trying to make it big.
In 1967, I started being interested in songwriting, and so my band then, I wrote a song for them. We recorded it, and we went to New York to be famous and got our tails beat and sent home.
He got married, had kids, but kept writing songs and playing in various bands. In 1989, he was still dabbling in music, but was becoming frustrated by his lack of success.
I used to still try to be an artist, and I'd recorded a couple things in Nashville, and I went up there and got beat up pretty bad, and I think I told myself then that's it. So for the 10th time, I quit the music business for good.
And then, perhaps divine intervention took over Don's life in music.
My wife, being the wonderful lady she was, decided maybe I shouldn't quit and bought me a guitar for Christmas. The first two songs I wrote were a song called Tennessee Ghosts.
At this point, you may still be saying, who is this Don guy, and why should I know anything he did in music? Oh, but you do know him for that second song he wrote, a very big song that a lot of people just couldn't get out of their head. It's next time as we travel the countryside in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. I'm Andrew McCray.